This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The U.S. Open kicks off on Monday in Flushing Meadows, New York, the last Grand Slam tournament of the year. That's tennis, in case you're not a fan. There's going to be something new courtside this time around, a shot clock to make sure Serena and Rafa and the rest don't dilly-dally too long before they serve. Marketplace's Justin Ho tells us why.
Technically, Grand Slam tournaments have had rules about the clock. After a point, players have 20 seconds to serve the ball. Lisa Delpy-Narati is a professor of sports management at George Washington University. She says while the rule was in effect for years,
some referees were more strict on that rule than others.
Some players have been slower than others. Take the world's number one men's player, Rafael Nadal. Between serves, he bounces the ball with his hand, bounces it with his racket, wipes his face. Sometimes nearly a minute passes. At a recent press conference, Nadal said that's part of his game.
I can be faster, but I like to think.
At this year's U.S. Open, he'll have to speed it up. Players will have to serve within 25 seconds of a point. On the first defense, they'll get a warning, and if they do it again, they'll be penalized. Narati says tennis is just following a trend.
Baseball's trying to speed up the game. All sports are trying to speed up the game.
That's because there's a lot of competition for TV viewers. They can tune out when games are slow. But faster games might not appeal to everybody.
What a lot of tennis fans enjoy is probably the exact opposite of what might appeal to a national audience or a global audience.
That's sports journalist Keith Strudler. He says passionate viewers of the game love long, grueling matches.
The casual fan wants something different.
Namely, star power. The matchup between Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys in last year's women's final helped drive up ratings. Ratings for the men's final, between Nadal and Kevin Anderson, were down. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.